so bittersweet, the end of summer, the beginning of fall. It depends on, is the glass half full or half empty for you? Mm. Some people are happy to see summer go and for fall to arrive. And then others are like, eh.
Mm. Yeah, no, I like warm temperatures. I feel like, you know, if you live somewhere where you have four seasons, like, you know, that's nice to experience every once in a while. But it's not nice every year. Some years you just want that summer to go and go and go. I like the warm temps.
What was the best part about your summer and the worst part of your summer? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Raven, what was it for you?
You know what? I spent a lot of time over the last couple of years. We've been traveling and doing so many things during the summertime. Like, I feel like I haven't been home to enjoy my pool or anything like that. I spent a lot of time at my pool. Took a great vacation, went to Antigua, was just really fantastic trip with friends and a lot of fun. The worst part was that we've had bad weather. Like, I mean, we had a lot of rain, you know, there was just a lot of rain this year. And with that comes like bugs and things you have to clean up. And yeah, I've got three spiders right now in the back of my shed that are like seriously the size of my palm.
It's disgusting.
It's like terrifying is what it is.
I think vacations are always the highlight.
Yeah.
But I have spent the last year planning this vacation to Italy with my parents and my kids and watching my mom bring my kids through the town she grew up in.
That's pretty cool.
And like showing them like where they used to go down to wash the clothes, like in the public area. And it was like one of those moments that was so fulfilling. Like, oh my gosh, like we did it. Like
we made it back here.
The girls got to see where Nonna grew up and spent her life. And my same thing with my dad, to go to his town. So that was great. But you know, they talk about the vacation letdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real thing.
Oh, sure.
When you get back and you realize you spent the last year planning every ounce of this and now it's come and it's gone and it's back to the routine, like that's a letdown.
It's depressing, right?
Yes.
Like a lot of people have to fill the schedule with something else right after that,
right,
or else they're not going to make it.
Yeah. Pablo, what was the best part of your summer?
The best thing this summer was Deadpool Wolverine for me. I've been waiting on that movie since last year. All right, I've seen it twice already. Man, I want to tell you, but I don't know if you've seen it. I don't want to give away everything. But
that's quite all right.
I'm probably going to see it again for a third time.
That's quite all right. We're all right on it. But I'm glad you loved it. What is it that was the worst thing?
Oh, storm knocked out my power for about 4 days. I'm not understanding why in 2024 your power still needs to be out that long, even from a storm. Like, we got electric cars. We got self-driving cars. Why is there a storm knocking out my power for 4 days? I just bought groceries. It was like, it was terrible. I had to take my groceries over to different people's houses just so they wouldn't go bad.
When the power goes out, it's amazing how no matter how many times it happens, it's like every time you walk into a different room of your house, you discover again why the power going out is a problem.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I have a generator. I kind of love the adventure of firing up the generator and powering everything up and, you know, making sure that my refrigerators stay cold and all that. But every time I walk into a room, it's like I'm amazed again. What, that runs on power too? Like, every room I walk into, you know?
What was the best thing that happened this summer and the worst? Go ahead, share it. 1-800-330-9999. Can't believe it's Labor Day weekend. You always say the summer flies by, but the summer flew by.
It really did this year, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it feels that way. It feels like it was faster than last year.
What was the best part of your summer and what was the worst part of your summer? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Mark texted, the worst thing, my 7th grader fractured her foot. No beach or swimming. Oh, no.
Oh, that's brutal. And it affects the entire family.
Oh, right. Because you got to figure out other things to do. Like you know your sister can't go swimming, you know?
Right.
The best thing, my 2nd grader got to go to her first big concert, Maroon 5, and we had a great time.
So one is going up and the other one's going down.
Oh, that's sad.
That's a different challenge in the house, too.
Vicky, what was the best thing that happened over the summer?
Well, I actually got a puppy, a King Charles Spaniel.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome.
They're my favorite.
Was it a true puppy? It was very young?
Yep, 3 months.
Did you find it was very difficult to like get up in the middle of the night and take him out? I feel like it's like having a baby all over again when you get a puppy.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work, but I just know I grew up with King Charles Spaniels, so you know, they're pretty chill compared to some types of dogs, but yeah, there's still a lot of energy in their puppyhood.
The same thing with kids is some are easier than others, right? And some learn certain things quicker than others do. Or pick up on certain things. But you know what? Focus makes a big difference. If you've got the time I was so lucky with the first dog. I was home during that time. You know, there was always somebody at the house, always somebody monitoring. So he picked up stuff pretty quick, and he taught the other one the stuff.
I don't know what was harder, my first year with Hayden, because she was a colic baby, and all she did was scream.
Yeah.
Or the first year with my high-anxiety dog, where I used to have to hand-feed her raw meat and carry her outside to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
They were both terrible years, hard years.
Yeah.
All right, what was the worst thing that happened to you over the summer?
Well, the worst thing was, just before getting the puppy, the AC broke in our house during the blazing 4th of July heat, and it cost an arm and a leg to get it repaired.
That stinks. Yeah.
There's nothing fun about when you're home, air conditioning goes down. It's bad. And you're willing to pay anything at that moment, and they know they got you.
It's the worst when you have surprise fees at your house, surprise costs. Yep. Nate, best thing that happened to you over the summer?
I took my kids to the beach. And we stayed for a week. We stayed at this place right on the beach, and we got to go to like an all-you-can-eat place. Go there every year, but it was just really special this time because it was high season, and we just lounged and had a really good time.
Do they have mermaids?
The worst thing,
do they have mermaids? The one I go to has mermaids, and that's what makes it special.
Really?
Yeah, and according to my 5-year-old, they're the most real mermaids she's ever seen.
Okay,
these are real mermaids.
Did it have mermaids or what?
Did they?
They did not have
mermaids. Oh, well, that's sad. Sounds like a lovely day. What was the worst part of your summer?
Oh, when we got back, I got COVID.
Oh.
Yeah, that happens to everybody. It's fine now,
I
guess.
That's not real. Yeah. Come on, man. Don't tell people that.
No, it's real.
Yeah,
it's
real. The week I spent at home and couldn't go anywhere was very real.
Oh, yeah.
But I did watch all of Umbrella Academy, so that was fun.
Yeah, I'm going everywhere with COVID now. Taking it everywhere. Taking it on tour.
Oh, gosh.